Check 1 2, check 1 2. So let's continue talking about the Buffett rule, shall we? This just in over the weekend that Obama paid 21% in taxes off his $789,674 in income. So Obama made less than $1 million in 2011. Now, the reason why this is important is because since he made less than $1 million, Obama would not be subject to the Buffett rule. Remember how he shells out and says, "Hey, me and Buffett and people like me who are millionaires don't need to, you know, we don't need all this money. We need to pay more money in taxes." But according to what just came out, this is according to the Fox Nation, Obama only paid $789,000 last year, and that's how much he made last year. Now, not so fast, because think about it. Obama has had tons of fundraisers. If he had not been president, he'd be out collecting consulting fees or speaking fees, and these fees would be pushing him over $1 million. So here's the question. If Obama loses the election, what happens to the millions upon millions of money he's collected in campaign funds? Because it's not DNC funds, it's Obama's reelection campaign fund. Who gets that money? You can be sure that somehow or another, he's going to shell that money back to himself if he loses. And if he wins, well, that's just more money in his pocket anyway. See, that's just it. This is another shell game, because Obama is still a multimillionaire, but all the money that he is making is tax deductible or tax exempt because of how it's coming in. You have to watch these people. Now, I'm starting up a show this week called The Narrative, and you can already find my Twitter account if you go to @_TheNarrative. If you want to start hearing the show, or you want to know when that show goes live, it'll be on Ustream, it'll be on Block Talk Radio starting on Sundays. Be sure to start following me @_TheNarrative. From Dallas, I'm Elijah B. Have a great day.